I tell you something else. Not only did it have this small, this soul to it, it was so clean. It was so, what I mean by clarity, there was no distortion, no nothing. Like, it was just clean, good, soulful. Good Lord, girl, you bought it all on that.
Thank you.
Woo!
I released that two years ago when I first started.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I released that 2 years ago when I was like up in the air if I wanted to do Southern Soul or R&B.
Okay, you started your professional career exactly when?
Ooh, in gospel I started 10 years ago.
Okay.
But I started trying to figure out if I wanted to do R&B or Southern Soul.
Okay.
Like 3 years ago. Or like 2.5 years ago.
All right. So now we left off with your family. Your family, you say you came up through the gospel era.
Yes.
I mean, and that's where you really got your footing, right?
Yeah.
And then, so you talk to us from the transition between you going from your gospel into more of the Southern soul or soul or, your next transition. How old were you and what made you just go from gospel, not meaning that you discounted or, and do you still sing gospel music?
We still together. Yeah.
Okay, okay, all right. Now.
Still doing our thing, honey.
Oh, I love it.
Still doing our thing. Yes.
Just do your thing, gospel, and keep it that way. God, we're going to need to talk because on Sundays, we have this program called The Gospel Explosion.
Oh, I got some stuff for you, too.
Oh, I got something for you, too. All right.
Oh,
this is a marriage made right here. I'm telling you.
I always wanted to get into this.
I was kind of
up in the air with it because I was kind of worried about what people thought. And then one day I was just like, fuck that. I don't give a damn. I'm doing it. And that's it.
Oh, it's interesting. It's very interesting that you say that because Derek the Change Man Smith, and I have to thank him. And I'm going to have to pull in one of his songs here. Pretty quick, and then we're gonna get to Ramona. But before that, we got to do, guys, be patient, kick back, grab a glass. Ramon, Rush, love you, cats. Look, I knew you before you knew me, okay? Because of the Waymaker. And I'm gonna tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this man is a blessing.
Yes, he is.
This man is a blessing.
Wow.
He is. Because see, I started this. I started this radio station and we are black owned, solely owned, self funded. We don't have anybody telling us what the hell we want to do. We do what we want to do. However, I keep it in the context of that your 3 year old child or your 81-year-old mother or grandmother can listen to the station without being offended.
Yes.
It is an inclusive station. And we include all genres and races of people also. As long as they come right.
Yeah.
You guys know me. You feel me. Okay. So anyway, without a long speech or anything like that. I take pride in doing this. And when I had this dream of putting this together, it was in hopes of connecting the dots around the world. Okay. And so, let's do something else right here. Miss Mika. Mika, will you hang on for a minute? Just hang on.
I'm here till it go off. I ain't going to.
Well, guess what? We're going to get to Ramon and Rush here, to them, and then we're going to come back with another one of your jams. But guess what? Hey, you know what? I've got two more of your songs, Mika. Mm-hmm. Would you want to play one of them now or save those two for later in the broadcast and bring – it's your – you pick, darling.
you know, you can go ahead and go to my brother Ramon and Rush.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ramon. Angelo. Ramon. Let me unmute him because I muted him because he had a whole bunch of background noise going on and was messing with your song. Yeah, Mika, it was messing with your song. So I muted him. Okay. Yeah, I muted you. Yeah, I sure did.
You know who that was. That was Angelo.
Hey, just don't do it. Don't do it again. Don't do it. All right. Look, hey guys. It's just like the rest of you. I could tell right now. Okay, and don't deny it. None of y'all got any sense. So don't play with me anyway.
Not a bit.
Not a bit. So don't be surprised. Oh, let's do this right here. I've got it pulled up here. Ramon and Rush. Ladies and gentlemen, this first jam, before I play this jam, I want to introduce these gentlemen right here, Ramon and Rush. I don't have a bio because they ain't send me one and no damn bio. They ain't send me one. So anyway, you know what I do because I love doing interviews anyway, bio or not, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get the information because I know who, what, where, when, and how to ask. Okay, Ramon and Rush, tell us, who's the spokesman of you two? Who's the spokesman?
Me.
We both are.
No, I'm kidding.
I already knew. I said when I asked this question. Ramon. I'm going to let Rush talk because your internet is messing up. Rush. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna designate you the spokesman because Ramon he's been messing up all night. Go ahead, Rush. Yeah.
But I'm used to it. That's my side.
I'm in the middle of a game, man.
Hey, Mika.
I'm in the middle of a game. I'm trying to break down and shit. I just got through finish singing. I'm trying to break down.
I know.
No. That's no excuse. You break down later, player.
I'm used to him, so
it'll
live.
Yeah.
And
guess what?
I'm on the back of an 18-wheeler. I ain't got no excuses.
That's right. You know what, guys? I love this. I absolutely love it. This is live radio.
Absolutely.
And it's not normal. Okay? You can't find this. And you can go Steve Harvey. You can go to any of them. Ricky Smiley. Look here. They are hilarious. Yeah. And props to brothers. The thing about it is, this little old station here that they don't know about, guess what? They're going to know about it by tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So now, Ramon, I want you and Rush to come to a consensus. Who's going to do the talking?
It don't matter. Go ahead, Ray. Ray.
Both questions. It don't matter.
No, I'm serious. I know. I want both. No, actually, I'm just playing because I want both of you to put your input into this, right? You have to understand me. This is calculated. I do stuff like this, okay? You know, I cause chaos and hope chaos just erupts everywhere. I sure do. And that leads to a great conversation. So, Russ, since you've been consistent, you go first.
Okay. What do you want to know? I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Where did you guys start? How did you meet? And are you related? I know your first names are related, but tell us, how did this come together and how long have you been together and how could you continue to like each other?
Well, first of all,
I don't like it. It's not that I like it. It's just that we work together. But I don't necessarily like it.
Well, he actually has a good point there. If it wasn't for you tonight, we probably wouldn't be talking.
WB, hold on, WB. Where did you get the impression that we like each other?
Is this a damn comedy act or is this a singing act? What the hell are you guys?
It's all in one.
Waymaker, you started this.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Let me get it. I'm turning my camera off. I need to get a tissue. Look at you guys are crazy.
That's the reason why I'm sitting back. Oh. I got my glass. Hey, hey, you, your hands is full.
Guess what? Okay. Huh? That goes for me. Because guess what? I'm loving this chaos. I'm loving this, man.
Okay. Can I say something?
Man, this is crazy.
WB.
Yes, sir.
WB, watch this. Check this out.
Okay.
Hey, Ramon.
Yes, sir.
Do something to make Uncle Waymaker happy.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's what I'm trying to do. He asked me how we met. So I was writing, I was producing this music for Mr. Sweat. Ooh. And I happened to go to the bank, which is Bank of America, and I was talking to my banker here. And I was saying, I said, any good writers that I can get in touch with or whatever? And she turned me on to Ray Rush. That's how I met Ray Rush. She said, I know this good writer. His name is Ray Rush. So I reached out to him and had him come over and help me write a couple of tunes. Man. This is back in 2012. And we've been knowing each other ever since. That's how we met. It was just a random thing. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And we've been working with each other. I like the way he writes. He's an excellent writer. You give Ray a subject matter and he'll just run with it. A lot of times he come up with his own subject matter and his writing was just exactly what I was looking for at that time. And I was like, man, you're a bad writer, bruh. And then he's singing. He ain't too bad of a singer.
You don't make me cry, bro.
And so that's how we met.
Gonna make me cry, my brother. Oh.
Ramon, you said I thought you didn't like each other. I thought you didn't like each other. No, man, you crying and stuff. You crying and stuff.
Ray's a good dude, man.
Oh man, I love it.
Man, we joke around a lot, man. That's one thing. Our personalities, we have fun with each other and all that. But Ray's a good dude, man. I met Ray back in the days, helping me write. He's a good writer, and I've been fucking with him ever since.
Okay, let me ask you now, are you guys in a similar location? Are you close by? Close proximity?
We're both out of Atlanta.
Not necessarily.
You're both in Atlanta?
Yeah, we're out of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. So, but now, are you in the same city? Do you live in the same cities?
We do, Atlanta.
Okay, I got
that. I'm in Marietta. I don't know where Ray is.
Who am I holding?
We all Metro Atlanta.
Lord Jesus. Help him. Help him, Lord.
Hey. We're out of Atlanta, Georgia.
So let me ask you a question. So now you guys been together, what, 20 years?
11. Hell no.
How long?
11
years.
About 10, 11 years.
That's not what you told me the other day. You told me it was longer.
No.
I have receipts. I have receipts. I wrote it down.
No, it's 2012.
I met Ray in about 2012, 2013. Okay.
I tell you what. Let's do this. The audience wants to hear some music.
Well, before that, WB. Okay. Well, my partner is a little hard-headed. Unc asked him to do something, but I tell you what? Since he don't want to do it, Unc, do you need me to do something? Because Angelo asked
me. I need you to make Unc happy.
Okay. Well, WB, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Both of y'all do some, Angelo and Ramon. Ezra.
Well, for me, because the world don't know us yet, but they're going to get to know us. So I'll give you this.
Okay. Please.
This is the love, it's the love I'm waiting for. Baby, I promise,
promise to give you more. But you gotta give, gotta give, gotta give me your all, yeah. Mm. Baby, don't worry, cause I can be the man that you want. Give me your love, baby. And I'm Ray Russ from Ramon and Russ.
All right. And with that being, hey, look here, I've got something for you right now.
You know, girl, you can keep
searching. Be ready after this.
You better ask somebody. It's the baddest on the planet, the Buzz Baby.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I never lie. I never make you feel that it hurt. No, no, no. He don't know what it takes. He's asking for some breaks. He don't understand. Yes, I do, baby. He's not willing to die. He don't really wanna try. He can't be your man.
Real good. Serious right now. And I'm not talking money, diamonds, and girls. Woo. Cause that ain't nothing on my baby girl. With all the fancy things in the world you've ever seen. I swear you never seen nothing like me. And I'm not talking money, diamonds, and girls. Cause that ain't nothing on my world, girl. Now baby, what I say. Ramon.
Yes, sir.
And Rush. My yes, word. Sir. Ladies and gentlemen, drop the mic. Stop the presses. Good Lord.
But we thank
you guys. No. Hold on, bro. Can I finish? Can I finish? I want to say how bad that song is. Wow. The world needs to hear this. The world needs to hear that. That is the harmonies, the lyrics. I mean, the music behind that, I mean, shucks, man. That's brilliant. That's brilliant stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called My Worth. Wow.
Produced by Mr. Angelo Ramon himself.
Wow. How can, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, other than Spotify, how else can they get your music and then check you guys out? What other credentials can you share right now if you want to, whether via email, voicemail, carrier pigeon, I don't care. Come on. Talk to me right now.
We're on all internet platforms as far as all three singles.
Wow.
First single was Friends with Benefits. The second single was My Work, which you just heard. And the third single was the summer single, and it was called Rock Steady.
Yeah.
On all platforms. You can also find us on Instagram under what, Angelo? Okay.
Say it again. You just cut out on me.
Yeah. Tell them where they can find us on IG, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah. Remember, Ramon and Rush. Everything is Ramon and Rush. R-E-M-O-N, A-N-D-R-U-S-H, Ramon and Rush. That's all of our social media platforms.
Man, let me tell you something about that song. My Worth. I have two lists that I have one list that has about 1,900 songs on it. And that's my favorite music. And it can be just about any genre. But if I could see the brilliance in that music, I put them into my Hall of Fame right here. And it's called the Platinum Party Mix.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Platinum Party Mix.
Platinum.
I like it.
I know that's right. Platinum Party Mix.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Hey, bro. Platinum Party Mix, I didn't finish. 4.0. That's the Hall of Fame. That's the Hall of Fame.
And
let me tell you something. When I tried to add it to that Hall of Fame mix, it would say it's already there.
What?
You told me that the first time you said, I got to put it on.
Already there.
I'm serious. Because I had heard it before. I loved it then, loved it now. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the baddest on the planet. We'll bring you artists that you may not have ever heard before, but they're better than the ones you already like. I am telling you. I can't put it any better than that. We got Mika. That first song we played by you. Let's back that thing up. Okay. That song we played by you.
Grown ass man.
That goes into the mix too. You already know that, don't you?
Thank you so much.
No, I'm serious, girl. One thing Waymaker will tell you. Hey, baby. One thing Waymaker will tell you about me is that I'm not going to tell you something that's not true, because we got another artist. We've got artists right now lined up that we want to put on, but the talent is there, but the music production part isn't quite there. So we can't put it on. We have to have excellent quality music. And you have a lot of artists that are great, but somewhere that they haven't recorded in a way that it is radio quality. I have to have the clarity. I can't have distorted music. I can't do it. As great as you are, I can't do. We cannot put on a product due to no fault of the artist.
And I think the guy that's over there with Angelo Ramon, Curtis Turnstein, he made that happen.
Woo.
That good quality thing.
Yeah. Dude, that jam, you're going to hear it again, because I most of the day, if I'm doing something else, right, because we have on this network, okay, those of you who are just new to us, this is a true a true variety station. And we're inclusive. We're inclusive. Okay? This happened to be cultural excellence. Okay? This is one segment of our programs. We have other programs that include all genres of music, including country, rock, soul, classical. We do a whole lot of different things. But we also have talk shows. Talk shows that, address the issues that we go into, and face each and every day. We talk about, civil rights. We talk about politics. We talk about the things that affect our lives that makes a difference. Okay? I don't care what business, whatever it is. And we refuse to let anybody know we're inferior to anybody. It ain't gonna happen here. Shucks, you better go somewhere else with that shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say shit, but I did.
Okay. Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Okay. I ain't taking it back either. Okay, you cannot rewind it. Okay, well, shucks. Okay, but anyway, Ramon and Rush, I better go and play another song before I get real. Man, I'm not going by the FCC, so I don't care. But anyway, but let me stop this right now. Okay? I'm sorry. I just lost control.
Are you ready? Are you ready to be a part of something very, very spectacular? Come on and rush. Here in the flesh, baby. And we're about to burn this summer down.
I'm on the road. Oh, and I'm trying I like to this one too.
Doors are closed.
Yep.
And coffee has glow.
Always gotta go in the mix. Yep. Just feel good, man.
Put some bars on the shit right here.
I got my own natural high. I only want the sexy vibe. Perhaps you didn't get the memo. It's possible. Real good.
Jump in my car and run to the store.
Run to the store, yeah.
Get everything that I'm gonna need for later. Like that brown that I be on. I sip, sip, and I was gone. Call all the ladies in the home. Tell them, come on.
Okay, guys. You already know. Drop the mic. Drop the mic again. Just drop it. You know, the problem is, no, hold on. Calm down. I'm running out of mics. I'm running out. Hey, Rush, you know I need my mic. I need my mic. I can't be damaging my mic. Lord.
Yes, sir. You need the mic. Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Need the mic.
And now, who has an external speaker on in the background? Is that Ramon again? Hold on. Yep, it is Ramon. Ramon.
It's always gonna be Ramon.
Oh. I got no music going on.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you know what? No, you smart. No, you still there. Hey guys, check this out. I'm going to mute Ramon's mic. No, Ramon. Okay, guys, do you hear the same stuff?
He might have his window down.
He need to do something. Turn on the AC or something. Okay. All right.
Driving.
I know you're driving.
He's standing outside somewhere.
I'm driving now.
Yeah, I know you're driving.
You want me to pull over?
No. Look here. We'll work this out.
It's not the one to,
if you keep it, no, this is what we're going to do. No, no, I don't want you to pull over. Continue your job, brother. What I'm going to do, I'm going to mute your mic until I will bring you on. See, it's somebody you will always have to kick out of the class. Okay. Anyway. See? All right. Until things get better here. Rock steady, Ramon and Rush. He can still hear. Wow. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. I'm going to tell you right now. Yes. My worth.
By duo.
Yes, sir.
I love that song. Love that. Ramon and Rush. And it's spelled R-E-M-O-N. And R.
And
excuse me. Will you tell me better?
R-E-M-O apostrophe N. Hey, that's Ramon. That's how he spelled his name. And Rush, which is me. So Angelo Ramon and Ray Rush.
Man.
Formed the duo, Atlanta duo.
Man, oh man, oh man. Hey, tell me. Now, I know you guys got together, like you said, about what, 10, 11 years ago, and that doesn't matter.
Yes, sir.
But you didn't know each other before that, but are your first names similar?
My name is Ramon, R-A-M-O-N-E. His name is Ramon, R-E-M-O-N.
Isn't that amazing? They've got the first same names.
Like me.
even yes, spell E-A, or who gives a hoot? But they are, yeah. And they came together, didn't know each other, been together, put up with each other for 11 years plus, and coming with some amazing, amazing music. Now, I've got another one, song, Friends with Benefits, that's coming up. But you have a fourth song that will be released when?
Well, the EP is going to be released right before January. It should be an 8-song, 2-in-a-loop EP.
Oh my God. You say 8 songs?
Yes, right before Valentine's
goodness.
Day, February the 13th.
Oh my God. You know, I'm waiting, man, because what I've heard so far, I can't wait for the next 8. I know that rhymes. I don't care. It does it every time. Yeah, look, man. Look, it's such an honor to have you. And Mika. Hey, Mika.
Mika.
Yes.
Okay. You know what's, you know what time it is, don't you?
What time is it?
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Well, let's try it right now.
Grown ass man.
Be gone. Be gone. Oh! Be gone.
Oh, are you serious right now? Lord have mercy. Man. Damn, that's good. Lord Jesus. Somebody bring me some nerve pills. Oh! Bye. Oh! This is too good, man.
Come on,
you think I'm stupid or something? Yeah. Ain't nobody stupid over here, bruh.
I like that. I like that. I like it.
Hey.
Hey. You know where?
That's a true story.
Look here. Is that on Spotify?
Yes, it is.
Okay, baby, I got. Okay, good Lord. Look, I'm serious right now. Somebody bring me a nerve pill. Somebody bring me a nerve pill. Oh, be gone. You know what? I'm almost tempted to play it again. That's how bad that jam. Don't play with me. Do not play with me. All right. So, all right. Case closed. I already did it. Shucks, man. You better. I love that jam right there. I'm gonna be playing that tomorrow too. Shucks. Shucks, man. You know, that could have been a showstopper. That's my jam. Mika, you need to quit, but don't quit.
I quit.
No, you heard me. You need to quit, but don't. Please don't quit. Hey, Waymaker, that's a song.
That's it. That's the one I just stumbled on.
Woo! That's a jam right there, boy. That's a jam. You better talk to somebody. I'm having a conversation with myself, and I don't care. Alright. Ask me. I'm going to ask you again.
Bye,
baby, go ahead and sing to me, honey. Look at make me write bad checks. Tell me what you want. Yeah. Man.
Now let me get this straight.
No, I'm sorry. What happened? What happened there? No, okay.
You done bumped it.
No, I didn't do anything. Except, what the hell? Okay. I might have to reload it. You know, it got so hot up in here, the thing froze on us. God damn. How in the hell?
Lord, have mercy.
Listen, story.
Be gone.
I'm sure still waiting for Ramon to write me a damn song.
Okay.
Been acting for 5 years.
Oh, he been waiting that long. All right. Ramon, you better get on it because somebody else is in the cut.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, get on it. And we make it already know what we mean. We make all. I'm not gonna start anything. Anyway, let's get back with this. Oh my God, Mika, be gone.
Be gone. That's my.
You know, that's my all-time new favorite.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I am serious about that. I haven't heard that jam before, but it's something that's soulful, rockful, and now we talk about this often on this network, Waymaker. That Southern soul music, it tells a story. It tells a story. Somebody lived it. They know somebody that's going through it. They going through it or whatever it is. And they put it together with this soulful music that connects.
Yes,
and our job is to connect it around the world, folks. If you don't know anything about Southern soul music, you're missing a treat. You can tell, hey, tell your friends about this. And I tell you what, exclusive, not exclusive, I'm sure other nations. No, Waymaker. There are other stations that play Southern soul music, but not to the concentration. Not like this. Go to the Buzz Network.
We are the originators, no duplicators. We are the originators of having someone in an interview, wilding out, enjoying ourselves. The whole 9 yards. You can only get this Studio W, the Buzz.
That right part.
Yeah, hey. All of that.
Cheers to that.
Ladies, look.
I got my drink.
Angelo.
I take a drink.
Rush.
Cheers.
I'm here.
Waymaker.
He in timeout.
I got mine. And I got my red cup. Okay. And so, as a matter of fact, Waymaker and I, look, me and my friend, Waymaker, we talk all, good Lord, I talk to him more than I talk to anybody probably. Because we talk a couple of, not only do we talk, several times during the week, we talk to each other several times of the day. Because this is no accident.
Yes.
And we get back and we talk about the business aspect of this. Because keep in mind, you talk about cultural excellence in music, art, entertainment, business, and education. At some point in time, you got to get down to the business of it. And in the business part of it, it's not necessarily talking about money or anything like that. We don't, that's not it. But the business aspect of who are we want to put on? What do we want to expose?
Yes.
Okay. And let's get this out there to the world. And then the name, other thing, a part of the business part is, how do we get it out? How do we connect to a world audience? Because this and what we do, and I'm sure he doesn't mind me speaking on his behalf here, is that we love this and we think it needs to be exposed to the world. And that's our journey here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow. Got
where talent meets the world. Where talent meets the world.
Where talent studio meets the world. Ramon. Yes. Okay. Rush.
Yes, sir.
We got a few, we got more time.
Okay.
Because guess what? You got another jam. We've got Mika. Okay. And we're going to save that. Okay. That's right. We're holding you hostage. The way Mika and I, we're holding you hostage here because we got to play one of your jams, Mika, and one of your jams before the show is over.
Yeah, my new single that's coming out Friday on my birthday.
Oh, hey, say that again, baby.
I said the last song that you play is the premiere of my new single that's dropping on my birthday Friday.
On your birthday? Oh my God.
Yeah.
You mean the last song that we have is going to drop on your birthday, which is September the 1st?
This Friday, yes, sir.
Wow. Let me tell you the connection. But before I do that, are you trying to tell me that you're giving our network, oh my goodness, the Buzz exclusive. Network, an
yes.
exclusive?
Yeah.
Because we're going to drop that's your new single before it's even dropped nationally?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. You guys okay. help me. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mika, I want to thank you.
I thank you.
Thank you, Mika.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to even be
thank
on
you,
Mika. Wait, Mika. How often does this happen that an artist will let somebody else drop their music before it's supposed to be dropped?
Rarely. Very rarely. If ever.
Oh, my God.
That's a Mika, thing
wow.
to look forward to going to download.
Thank you. You know what? That tells me this is no accident. All of us were supposed to come together for a purpose.
Yes, sir.
And I don't take this lightly. Now, I'm going to tell you something, another connection that you have to me is that is my son's birthday.
Really? Oh, he's amazing. He's a Virgo, yes.
September the 1st. And we're throwing a live birthday party for him right here on this network. If you're available, I want you to join us.
I will. I'm going to be in Cancun.
I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're on the moon. If they got internet, I want you here.
Hopefully my phone working, but yes, I will join in.
Are you serious right now?
Might be a little tipsy.
You know what?
I'll join in.
Guess what?
I'm gonna be starting that.
Look here, I prefer you tipsy.
Yes. I'm going to be good at
tipsy. That's one of the requirements. And any of you guys that want to join us Friday or Red Cup Friday. Waymaker.
Yes.
Okay.
Red Cup Friday, right?
Red Cup Friday
Red
night.
Friday.
And you know, and guess what?
And
whatever's in your cup is your business. It could be Kool-Aid. It could be Gatorade. It could be, I don't care. I really don't care. Vodka Aid, Lime Aid. Okay. Right. Look, it doesn't matter. Wow. I'm still holding off because I've got Ramon and Rush, friends with benefits.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but we ain't guess what? We ain't doing that right now.
Okay.
I really have to do this.
Okay.
And I have to acknowledge my great friend, and he's been with me, oh my goodness, he's been with me going on 3 years right now. And all of you guys know him. That's Derek the Change Man Smith.
Woo-hoo! I love him.
My God, I love him too. And I have to thank him so much, because without him, I would not have met you guys. He said, William, because I started this cultural excellence broadcast, and I told Derek about it one day. And I said, hey, Derek, I said, man, I said, I'm starting this thing. I said, I'm feeling something. I said, I'm feeling something right now. And I'm feeling, I want to do and create a show. And whether you guys know it or not, this show right now is not 3 months old.
Wow.
Cultural excellence. Wow. Is less than 3 months old. Now, I have shows that go back almost 9 years. But I felt a need to put together a platform to showcase black excellence. But I also want to make it inclusive. We will entertain any other culture with cultural excellence. As long as it's excellent.
Yes.
But I've got to start with my roots. And my roots, you guys see me on camera. I'm black. And love it.
That part.
Okay? Amen. And amen. I came up with this concept. And I told Derek about it. I said, I started this program called Cultural Excellence in Music, Art, Entertainment, Business. And education. Yes. To let everybody know that we're not stupid. Definitely. Matter of fact, if you do your history, we were the teachers. So, but anyway, let me get up. Hear me out. Okay. So I have to acknowledge Mr. Derek, the change man Smith. And if you guys will, if you don't mind, allow me to play some of his songs. Oh, is that Ramon that he'll come back. We'll get him later. But let's do this. Can we do this right now? Can we do this? There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the baddest cats that I know. Derek, the change man Smith.
Yeah.
I want to roll with you, baby. I wanna roll! This is Studio W the Buzz. It's the baddest on the planet. I promise you that.
And I know you're very stressed out of your situation.
Yeah.
That lady almost got it today.
Yeah.
She almost got it.
But don't you worry, because I got something very special for you.
You trying to do Netflix and chill tonight?
You don't have to look no more.
Girl, ain't nobody trying to do watch no more.
No more.
Always
very close attention. Listen.
Go into the bedroom. There's a box on the bed just for you. And I know you're surprised. But there's a dress and some cash for the lashes for your eyes. I put you up around 8, baby.
Be ready. I'm excited.
And I can't. Relax our minds.
I wanna roll with you.
I wanna roll with you, baby. Party all night long. Let's get our groove.
I wanna roll with you.
Oh yeah. To the early morning. Let's get our two-step home.
I'm so good, my babysitter.
I'm gonna take you to your favorite spot for dinner. Then we'll go and dance
to some old school R&B.
Yeah.
Gonna dance the night away.
Yeah.
Baby, just you and me.
Ooh. And when we get back home, baby, we don't need no
TV
or nobody to call our
phone.
I'm gonna be your dessert, baby.
I know you're watching your weight,
but a little chocolate won't hurt.
I wanna roll with you.
Yeah, party all night long.
I'm your husband, yes, and you're my wife. I need you to remember there's something more important to me, yes, than to see you happy. Oh, baby, there's nothing more important to me, oh, no, than to see a smile on your face. If you got a problem, got a problem, and I'ma help you solve. Can I tell you again? If you got a problem, and I got a problem, and I'ma help you solve. Yes, I will. If something's bothering you, oh baby, that is bothering me too. Yes, it is. We've been together.
Baby, I hear you've been looking.
Yeah, baby.
I done even searching. And you're frustrated because you can't find what you want. But let me just say this here. Listen.
Here it is. You ain't gotta look no more. Here it is.
Hey.
Somebody who will touch your heart and ease your troubled mind. You've been looking everywhere, searching high and low. Still can't find satisfaction. You don't know where to go, baby. Here it is.
He can't reach you, but I see you, baby.
us is yours. Yeah, open your eyes.
Here it is. Baby.
Jim. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you serious?
Don't play with my loving heart.
Baby.
Cause I don't think that's funny. Oh,
midnight hour, I need.
Woo.
Look.
That's grown folks music. Grown folks music.
Real grown. We need to see some ID.
Real grown.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly right. No, I need a valid ID for you to listen to this broadcast. Okay? All right. Go to Studio
I think
W.
It's okay for grown folks to have a good time. I think it's okay for grown folks to have a good time.
Wow. Mika.
Yes, sir.
Angelo Ramon.